Westland Loco.
I know you are going to laugh, but let me just say it anyways. The locomotive horn has been bullying me since third grade. Oh, there were trains by my grandma's house in Wrocław, so I heard the horn way before. But it wasn't until I moved closer to the trains in third grade that I found I had quite enough, thank you. I was out on a run, just doing an extra tail end before finishing. Couple of minutes after I crossed the tracks, I heard the train horn behind me. But I didn't think much of it. I just kept running. I felt a little warm glow about me. I was carrying 10 pounds in each arm. I didn't ache. I wasn't tired at all. If that changes in the summer, if it's the cold that makes me so strong, oh, I'm going to write a poem then, like no tomorrow. As I was nearing the highway, the city lamps ended, and it got pleasantly dark. I put my headlamp on and lit the path. I was just 3 miles in, though it took forever and a half, 2 hours to be precise. I will improve my pace. I'm just having too much fun right now. I made it to the western end of my trail and gracefully did a little loop-de-doop to run back. When you do a 180, you may discover that you have been running with the wind, and now you flip the pancake. The side that got used to being hidden away from the wind will now face it. Ouch. In less than 5 minutes, I pulled up my mask and my cheeks squeaked from the cold. Hey, I'm not a mountain goat yet. I had my track jacket and a windbreaker in my bag, so cold was never a problem. After a few more minutes, I get used to the chill even. And that's when I saw it. The lights were still blinking by the train tracks. It was like 20 minutes since I heard the horn, so the train must have stopped. I saw a couple of cars shoot out of the movie theater road, pause, and drive away after a moment. I was cut off from getting home, and I couldn't stop and wait because I would get super cold. I made it to the train tracks, took my backpack off, and put my headphones in there. I didn't want to lose them while crossing, but my lightweight bag was no good for 20 pounds of iron, so I had to hurl the dumbbells across the train tracks between the train cars. Thump! The first one landed okay, but a bit short. I tried to push the second harder, but it went to the side and landed in the rocks, getting all scuffed up. I was weakened from carrying 20 pounds for 2 hours straight, and that became really apparent as I heaved myself up the ladder on the side of the train car. I slowly and carefully moved between the train cars and then grabbed a bar that moved while making a squeaking noise. I had plenty of time to grab something else if that bar turned out to be loose, but I could have done away with that metal squeak. I did feel pain in my arms. I'm usually a lot stronger. The train popped up in the middle of my workout after all. Then, as I made it to the corner, I forgot the ladder was actually all the way on the side and had a whoopsie moment. I made the corner and down like a pro with the words Westland Loco on my mind. It is crazy that there is no other way to cross the road to get back to my apartment. The Ford Road overpass above is even more dangerous than crossing the train. Locomotives are loco. I got my headphones back on and took a photo and then kept shuffling on, my apartment being only like 15 minutes away now. I've decided not to cross the train tracks again. I really like that spot where the city lamps end, but I don't want to get cut off again. Even though there is a ladder, it is still dangerous and pretty loco to climb trains. When I woke up in the morning and took a look outside my window, there was snow on the ground. That's probably what that chill was. The temperature was dropping in preparation for a bit of snow.